Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at Art Space in downtown Shreveport will be an opening reception for their new exhibit, The Eyes of Juliet, A Journey of Reflection, Paintings and Poetry by Allison Atkins. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios are Allison Atkins, along with Casey Jones, the marketing director for Art Space, to talk a bit about this exhibit, as well as some wonderful workshops and other upcoming events at Art Space. Allison and Casey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Allison, you have quite an exhibit from the material that I've read and some of the images provided to us. Can you first share with us a little bit about how you conceived this exhibit, which blends both the visual art of painting with the spoken word of poetry?
Well, it started back in 1995 when I was living in Paris. I had recently become a young widow with a 3.5-year-old child. And we were walking along the Seine, and it dawned on me, how am I going to climb this mountain? And I said, I'm going to do an exhibit. I'm going to express myself through art. I had been an art student and a student of art history, and had been very touched by the paintings that people had done in difficult situations in between war, oppression. It was a language that was very liberating for me and for the artists that I admired.
One of the things that I always, because I work in an oral medium, I always find it difficult sometimes to try to express the visual in word terms, and that's one of the art forms that we work in. So can you, in your own words, try to express for the listeners right now the visual experience of your style of painting, what they're going to see and experience?
Yes, it's a very expressionistic collection. Very tender at times, very, very intense at times. There are some very delicate drawings. I would say if you're familiar with the Impressionism or Expressionist artists, you'll relate to it. And there's a lot of psychological play, color theory. It's going to hopefully touch the emotion.
So for those who are familiar with some of these, there's some influences of Cezanne in there and some influences of Renoir and Monet, especially in the use of some pastel colors. And also in some of your art, some very bold colors, just bold, very thick colors, especially with the images of some of the women, their hats and things like that.
And I use the bold and darker colors to depict a struggle that I went through at the time, and gradually the lighter colors come in as the healing develops. And it's actually a metamorphosis. The story is a metamorphosis. It comes full circle.
Can you give us a little bit about how the poems are going to play into the art? You have poetry all throughout this.
The written poetry is out on the walls. I've written everything myself. It was written over about 2 decades. So it is a journey. And it's illustrated by work from my portfolio, which is displayed in mixed media. It's an open book illustrated story, really.
Can you give us an example? I know you have two with you from the dark period of your life, and then we can move into the, because this is a transformation exhibit. This
exactly.
is about the metamorphosis of life through pain and struggle back into the brightness and the sunlight and the pleasure and the joy of life.
Exactly.
So can you give us an example of these two poems so people can kind of get an oral idea of the actual written word that's going to go along with all these paintings?
Be happy to. Okay. This one's called Prism. I take my place at his desk. The light grows dim. The friends have left. I am alone with my tears, his photos, books, and souvenirs. Then through the darkness, clear and bright, a tempting beacon in the night, I see the prism at a glance. The light streams through. The rainbows dance. And as I reach to hold it tight, the light moves on and out of sight. Smiling faces, sweet seduction, web of lies and corruption. Was it worth a friend's demise, a homicide and genocide, a tour de force like a river, cold and murky and much deeper, caught in the current of a changing tide, no escape, no place to hide. Was it worth a friend's demise? Was it worth a friend's demise?
And now from there to the lighter side of life, back into the sunlight, if you will.
I had hoped and dreamt that I might find a renaissance of heart and mind in a secret garden that I know, where children play and lovers go, where pain and violence cannot exist, only harmony and innocence.
Throughout your career, you've studied in Italy, you studied here in the United States, and you've had exhibits and you have works showing at galleries around the world. Can you fill folks in on sort of your credentials?
Yes. Well, I started out at Newcomb Art School, Tulane University, with a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and then studied in Austria, and then I earned a Master of Fine Arts at Dominican College in Florence, Italy. I've had exhibitions in New Orleans at the Theater of the Performing Arts in Florence, various galleries there, Florence, Italy. I've shown in New York City on 57th Street. Recently, I had a large exhibit at Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. with members of the National Symphony, and various other galleries in Houston and Dallas, and I've enjoyed partnering with symphonies and operas as well as visual arts.
Any words of inspiration for those out there either embarking as young people on a career of art or for those who maybe later in life have decided to make that transformation from whatever they were doing into the world of art?
Well, I think it's always good for your soul and to work within your gift. And it certainly makes life more interesting.
How long is this exhibit and this display going to be on display at ArtSpace?
Through October 5th.
Okay.
Opening Thursday.
So for a 30-day period, so folks can... And Casey, can you let everybody know, for those outside of our listening area, exactly where ArtSpace is at?
ArtSpace is on Texas Street, right near the big steeple church.
Okay.
If you're heading west on Texas Street, it's on your right. We just got a new awning outside.
Can you tell us, now you have a whole lot of exhibits coming up, and you also have a walkthrough, an artist talk with David Williams. Can you tell us a little bit about that coming up at ArtSpace?
Yes, the artist talk is going to be Saturday, September 14th. David Williams is a LSUS professor, and he's going to come talk about his education as an artist, the residencies he's done and how it shaped his growth. He's also going to be doing a paste-up workshop for artists that weekend, and it's available if you're an artist and you want to come. You just contact Megan at ArtSpace. You can call us at 673-6535, and she can hook you up with the dates and times for that.
And you have some workshops coming up on printmaking as well?
We do. The print exhibition that's going on right now, we juried in five artists to train under Richard Gerardo, and this is his exhibit. They trained under him, and two of them, John Lomax and Jeremy Drunell, are both going to be doing classes. One's coming up this Saturday, September 7th, and he's got one from 12 to 2 on screen printing posters, and then again that same day, 3 to 5 on wheat paste posters. And then Saturday, September 21st, Jeremy Drunell will be doing one from 12 to 2 on multicolored shirts and analog printing, and another one at 3 to 5 on t-shirts versus flat stock printing.
All right. So do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks to get them to come on out to this great exhibit?
Thank you for the opportunity. We'd love to see everybody at the cool space. We want it to be the cool space to be.
It starts at 5 o'clock on Thursday, and we'll go to about 8 o'clock, and it's free to the public, and it's going to be a real fun time.
All right. I want to thank you both for coming in this morning. It's been a joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Allison Atkins and Casey Jones, Marketing Director of ArtSpace in Shreveport, joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios to talk about numerous educational outreach opportunities at ArtSpace and specifically about the new exhibit, The Eyes of Juliet, A Journey of Reflection, Painting and Poetry by Allison Atkins. The opening reception again for this new exhibit takes place tomorrow night at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at ArtSpace in downtown Shreveport, and you can find out more by going to their website at artspaceshreveport.com. That's artspaceshreveport.com, or you can call them at 318-673-6535. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.